The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
This is Ethan from the Gamer's Haven podcast with yet another snippet review. Today's snippet is going to talk about another out-of-print game from Avalon Hill that went out of print about 2 years ago called Betrayal at the House on the Hill. And it's a great little game I was put onto by my friendly local game store owner, Phil. I was off looking at a game, and he said, this one's really good. A lot of people have fun with it. Basic premise of the game is you are basically characters in an old horror movie from, you know, the 60s or the 70s or whatever, 50s, 60s. And you are exploring a haunted house. You are exploring this old house. So you all pick your characters and you all start in the foyer, and you explore the house by laying down tiles as you explore. And so the house never really has the same layout twice. As you explore the board, events will happen by drawing event cards. You'll reveal tiles that have the event icon on it, and you reveal an event. You can reveal find items, and then there are also the omens. Whenever someone finds an omen card, you do what's on the card, and then they make a haunt roll, which uses the special dice that came with the game, which are basically D6s with some blank sides on it, a side with one pip and a side with two pips. I don't remember specifically how many sides have that, but essentially it's a D0, 2, 2, 0, 1, and 2. But essentially, as you are exploring the house, if you reveal an omen, you have to make a haunt roll. And if you roll the dice and the haunt starts, I believe it's you roll equal to or less than the amount of omen cards that are in play in front of everybody, then the haunt starts. And depending on what room that omen showed up in, with the room and the omen card, you basically, if the haunt starts, you go to the trader book, the trader tome or the hero tome, and you look on the little chart to see which haunt has started. And there, currently in the book, there's about 50 different scenario haunts, and you go through the thing and you find out who the traitor is at that point. So it's a fun mechanic of when you're starting the game, nobody knows who else is the traitor, not even the traitor themselves. So, I mean, it's one of those things that the Battlestar Galactica game sort of picked up on and other things. But the omen and the house tile that determine what haunt starts determines what the traitor is, and sometimes it's the person who revealed the haunt, but sometimes it's also, you know, the person with the most health or the smartest person, or sometimes it's even just an automatic entity like death or something like that. And essentially what you try to do then is, at that point, the game takes a turn from being an exploring game of finding items and exploring this house to a game of survival. You now have a definite mission. Each side basically splits up. You have the traitor goes into another room, and the heroes look up the haunt in their book, and they look through their set of goals and what they know about the villain and what they know about how to destroy and stop the villain. And then the villain has his own book, which tells him what he needs to do to defeat the heroes and what resources he has. It's a ton of fun. The issue I have with the game is some of the haunts aren't so great. So, I mean, sometimes it's a crapshoot as far as what you get when you play the game. The game can go on for half an hour to 3 or 4 hours, depending on the group you've got playing. It is a definite gem from the Avalon Hill line, and it's sadly it is out of print and very expensive. I have found on on various places like on eBay and on Amazon. I mean, it goes for about $100 or $200 sometimes. But again, if you spot a copy of it sitting somewhere, it is well worth the money to throw down on it, especially if you can just get it for its original price of $40. It's a great little game. It has about 4 tons of little counters and chits that come with it. I had to organize them all into a craft box, basically, just because there's so many of them, and it was just so hard to look at. One quick thing to note is each character has a character card that tracks their 4 different stats. They have mental stats. Like I was saying, you have 2 different groups of stats. There's your mental stats and your physical stats. Your mental stats are comprised, I believe, of sanity and mind, and then your physical stats are speed and strength. Now, whenever you take damage, you move the slider on each side down. Like if you take 3 points of physical damage, you can split that up amongst your 2 stats, and it just slides down different notches. Now, before the haunt's actually revealed, what's nice is you can't go below the bottom value, meaning you can't die before the haunt starts. But after the haunt starts, you know, anything's game. People can all die, and it's at that point it's pretty easy to determine. it's pretty easy to see what happens. It is important to note that after the haunt's revealed, is you can still explore the house and reveal new tiles, and often you'll need to do this to find certain rooms. It's a great game. It really is. I highly recommend Betrayal at House on the Hill from Avalon Hill. Go check it out. You know, if your gaming group or if your gaming store has a board game night and someone brings that, I'd say jump into a game. It is a lot of fun, especially if you get the good haunts. So go check it out.
This has been a snippet mini review from the Gamers Haven podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.